Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books. Filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境。English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情，聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨应旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Blessed are those who hunger for justice. One day, Jesus tells this parable. One day, a landowner goes out of his house at dawn to hire day laborers for his vineyard. Having agreed with them for a day's wage, he sends them to his vineyard. Going out at about 9 in the morning, he sees others standing idle in the marketplace. He tells them, "You too, go to my vineyard. Whatever is just, I will pay you." And this went He goes out again at noon, then at about 3, and then at about 5. He hires other laborers. When evening comes, the owners pay the workers, giving everyone a day's wage. But those who work since dawn complain. So the landowners tells them, "Have you not agreed with me for a day's wage? Take your money and go. I want to give to all as much as I give you. Can I not do what I want with my things? Or is it that you are envious because I am good?" Our story today explains about generosity. 我们今天的故事讲关于慷慨。有公义 there's justice, but there's generosity, 但是也有慷慨的。One day, 就是有一天, Jesus tells this parable. 耶稣讲这个比喻。是什么样的比喻? Okay. One day, 有一天, Landowners 意思是地主，拥有一个地的人，所以地主 goes out of his house, 从他的家出去。At dawn 是什么时间呢？是在日出的那时候啊，早晨。At dawn 早晨 ，to hire day laborers. Hire 意思是说来雇用或是雇请啊 ,laborers 就是啊工人或是劳工哦，所以他出去来雇请一些工人到哪里呢 ?for his vineyard, 为了他的葡萄园。Having agreed, 他们同意了就是定义议定了同意了议定了 having agreed with them for a day's wage 他们同意什么有一天的薪水一天的工钱、嗯、He sends them to his vineyard 他就派遣他们到他的葡萄园 Going out at about 9 就是出去大约九点什么样的九点In the morning, morning 就是早晨嘛，所以在早上九点再出去 ，He sees others, 他又看到其他人 ，others 就是其他 ，standing idle, 闲闲的站在哪里 ？In the marketplace, 就是在市场那边。He tells them, 他告诉他们 ，tells 就是告诉嘛。 You too, 你们也 Go to my vineyard, 去到我的葡萄园 Whatever is just, 什么是公义的 Just 就是公义 Whatever is just, I will pay you 任何反而是公义的我要给你们 And this went, 他们就去了 He goes out again at noon在中午他又出去了 Goes out 就是出去嘛中午的时候他又出去 Then about three 就是在下午三点他又出去 Three 就是三所以他下午三点他又出去 And then at about five 之后差不多五点 At about five 差不多五点他又去 He hiresother laborers 他又雇请了其他的一些工人 when evening comes evening 是晚上 comes 就是来嘛所以意思是说晚上到了 the owner pays the workers 地主主人就付给他的工人了、pay 就是付付钱嘛就是付 要付他们的工钱付给工人 giving everyone a day's wage 给所有的人一天的工钱、所以 those who work since dawn complain 那些从早晨开始工作就抱怨了So the landowners tells them, 所以这个地主告诉他们 Have you not agreed with me for a day's wage? 你们不是跟我同意给你们一天的工钱吗? Take your money and go. 拿去你们的钱去吧。这些工人是在抱怨什么?他们抱怨的是他们从早上到晚上 工作了他们收到一天的工钱那有些是从下午才开始工作而这个地主也一样的薪水给他们所以他们心里不安所以他们就抱怨但是这个地主 But this landowner tells them I have agreed with you and you have agreed with me 你们跟我同意我同意的跟你给你们一天的工钱所以 take your money and go 拿你们的钱去吧 I want to give to all as much as I give you 我要给所有的像我给你们一样所以意思说这个地主是很慷慨的他想给那些从早晨跟他们同意的给他们一天的薪水用一样的价钱给所有的人他还加上什么 Can I not do what I want with my things 我不能以我的主意来做我的事情吗 Or is it that you are envious because I am good 或者是不是你们嫉妒 envious 就是嫉妒Because 就是因为 I am good 我是很好我是好的是不是你们嫉妒我是好的今天的故事 Our story for today shares with us that human justice 人的公义就是告诉我该给的就要给但是耶稣的公义耶稣的善良是慷慨大方的他也邀请我们一样的慷慨大方 Jesus also invites us to be generous and giving because his justice is abundant 他的公义是很丰富的 Hope you enjoyed our story for today Until next time remember practice your English share our story to your friends and families Goodbye and God bless.